introduction. As mentioned earlier there, the hurricane, I initially wanted to talk about some, about stubble management in my presentation today, but because of the hurricane and the way the data fell out on the variety trial, I'll just be presenting on the variety data. Well, what's led to a lot of this work is increase in wheat acres through the higher price. In the past, double cropping cotton with wheat wasn't a viable option because of the boll weevil as well as the caterpillar pest. But today, with the success of the boll weevil eradication program, along with the availability of transgenic and BT cotton varieties, there's been a renewed interest in cotton behind wheat. This year in Louisiana, the boll weevil eradication program had cotton acres behind wheat at around 30,000. So the objective of my study was to evaluate cotton varieties to determine the most suitable to double crop with wheat. Work was done at the Dean Lee Research and Extension Center in Alexandria, Louisiana in 2007 and 2008 on a Norwood silt loam, non-irrigated. We utilized standard pest management and fertility practices. The wheat variety was a Terrell LA841. We we hipped up the rows and broadcast the wheat on there, then came back and drug and run a dew all over it to cover up the seed. So it left us with some very tall rows to work with coming back with the cotton. The wheat yield averaged around 60 bushels per acre over the 2 years. And data were subjected to analysis of variance using crop GLM procedures and size. We looked at 10 varieties in this trial. Five were Bolgard 2 or Wide Strike Roundup Ready Flex. And the other five were Bolgard or Wide Strike Roundup Ready varieties. These 10 varieties range from short to full season varieties and have been shown to be adapted to Louisiana production. The cropping system that we looked at was a stale seed bed planting on April 25th in 2007 and May 6th in 2008. I want to point out the May 6th planting in 2008, we had some issues leading up to that in the stale seed bed. Not just weather, but just some other factors, and so we were a little late on getting that one in. We also had a stale seed bed planting following wheat harvest. We left some ground without a crop on it there, and then came in when we harvested the wheat and planted it, along with the double crop planting in the stubble on May 23rd in 2007 and May 28th in 2008. This was a 10x3 factorial arrangement of treatments, replicated four times. They were four row plots, 40 feet long, and we used a split block design. Because, as I mentioned before, because of the hurricane, I'm gonna go through this, break it down by the 2 years. I'll talk about 2007 and then turn around and we'll go into 2008. Here's just a partial ANOVA, looking at the double crop system versus the stale seed bed planted in April around the 23rd. The numbers in yellow, or significance was observed, at a p-value of 0.05, and the parameters I'll be going through are yield, final plant height, and stand count. Here we're just looking at those parameters, comparing the stale seedbed April planted out of the double crop. Lint, as expected, was higher for that April planting compared to the double crop. We also had taller plants, and our plant stand was better in the stale seedbed versus the double crop system, as expected. This slide's busy, but we did have a system by variety interaction, so I want to point out a few things. On the left are the 10 varieties that we looked at. The center column is the yield of the double crop system along with the ranking there in parentheses, and on the right is the yield of the stale seed bed planting. When we came into this, we felt like the shorter season varieties were going to perform better, but we'll point out here first, Delta Fine 555 is a full season variety. And it came out number two there in the double crop system and number six in the stale seedbed April planting in 2007. Next variety is the Stoneville 5242. It's a shorter season variety. It was number eight there in the double crop system and number four in the April planting. So what we saw there in 2007 that, you know, certain varieties are more suitable for a double crop situation. Now we're going to look at the 2007 comparing a double crop system to that of a stale seed bed planted in May on the same day. Just as before, where significance was observed is highlighted in yellow. I wanted to put this slide up here. Even though when we're looking at yield for the double crop versus the stale seed bed on the same planting day, statistically we did not have a difference in yield, but numerically the stale seed bed did yield more. Looking at plant height, where the stubble was present, we had shorter plants along with a reduced stand. There's some implications with that, with having shorter plant height. You have to reconsider how you want to handle your plant growth regulators, as well as a late season weed control. It's just an image of what the hurricane did to some of the cotton there at the station this past year. So we're going to switch gears and go into 2008 data. We have the p-values there highlighted in yellow where significance was observed. We have, as I mentioned before, in 2008 we did have a significant yield effect between the two cropping systems, but because of the hurricane, we feel like that's why we're not seeing any differences there in yield between the two systems with the first planting compared to this double crop planting. Same with plant height. Had that May 6th planting in 2008 for the first planting. Not as optimal as we would have liked, and so we feel like that was a lot of the reasons for the shorter plants for that stale seedbed first planting. But we did have a reduced stand when comparing the double crop system to that of the stale seedbed first planting. Here we're looking at the double crop system versus the stale seedbed system planted on the same day. There was no differences in yields. I mentioned before a lot of that's due to the hurricane. However, numerically, there was the stale seedbed was slightly greater. Looking at plant height, we did have taller plants in the stale seedbed system, and then where stubble was present, we had shorter plants, and our plant stand was reduced. We see there, we had a little bit of trouble when we came time to plant those. We had a dry spell right there as the wheat was being harvested. We caught a little shower, we came in, and we feel like that was a lot of the reasoning for the reduced plant stand. So with that, come to the conclusions. Double crop systems yielded less than that of the stale seedbed systems, whether it was a more optimal planting compared to that of a late May planting date. With the growth and development, double crop systems resulted in shorter plants than that of the stale seedbed. Some of those possible implications that I mentioned before are a late season weed control, as well as plant growth regulator management. Looking at stand establishment, the double crop planting did not achieve equal plant populations out of the stale seedbed. However, in 2007, that was still adequate plant population there. Future research, we want to continue to do the variety evaluations, then the double crop system to get a better handle on what varieties work well. Because of the switch to the Bolgard 2 varieties, we'll probably just go with the five Bolgard 2 varieties that we used in this trial. We also want to look at collecting some plant mapping data to better understand where these differences are coming from in the growth habits of the plant, and then as well as looking at pest management, plant growth regulator recommendations to help producers out there to know what to go with. And with that, are there any questions? Thank you. Yes, sir.
On the entire system,
yes, sir. He was asking about what the net return was on the whole system as far as wheat and the cotton. That I have not looked into. I know we looked at it some in 2007, and I can't recall the exact numbers on that, but I know that's something else we need to look into more to better understand.
I might have missed this, but right after you harvested your wheat, what kind of herbicide did you use? What did you do?
We didn't do anything right away. We came back about a week later with just Roundup.
Was there a second application?
Yes, sir. We went back with Roundup and Dual, I believe.
You said you went back again?
Yes, sir.
Any other questions, Phil?
How did you apply the
measurement? We went with a standard rate. We just used 75 pounds. I cannot recall the rate that we used on the nitrogen. We used just standard recommended rate on the wheat. And then we came back with 75 units on the cotton ground.
Surface or
knifed it in. Yes, sir. And we have had some issues with the knife rig, with the stubble there, getting caught up into it. So it's something to consider.